Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mara Corruption County, Arizona, in time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Motivated Monday Live Studio audience is tired of the status quo and ready to take charge of their lives. They're excited to learn how to make that happen from our five purpose-driven partners. But first, they want to wish a very happy birthday to President George Washington, a founding father who loved this country. I can only imagine what he thinks of it now. Today's topics on episode 167, hashtags, canine experts, COVID facts, entrepreneur tips, and wealth building, delivered by our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Jairus Tucker, hashtag strategy so people can find you. Jamie and John Caponetta, Possum University, all about man's best friend. Hey! Who let that dog in the studio? Clay Clark, coronavirus facts you don't hear. Brian Ellum, being a successful entrepreneur. And Paul Vaughn, how to build your wealth. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information. The ultimate resource platform bookmark at Make It Your New Homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Breaking news. Lots to share today, but I'll just give you four for now. This just happened while I was doing the show this morning. The Supreme Court, SCOTUS, scummy SCOTUS, they dismissed several lawsuits challenging the 2020 presidential election process and results. You would think with all the controversy and evidence, they would want to hear the cases, but it's just unbelievable that they don't want to hear the cases or see the proof. We'll talk more about this on Wednesday's show since I haven't looked at anything yet. I just saw a headline, not happy about it. Says a lot. Kind of says a lot. Number two, Mike Lindell was finally sued by Dominion this morning. So bring on the discovery and let the games begin, people. Ironically, a majority of the suit was personal attacks to discredit him. If you haven't seen his two-hour documentary, Absolute Proof, about the 2020 election fraud last week, he also released a 30-minute video with just the facts. You can watch both videos on our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. This amazing patriot, poor guy, he's been silent, censored, and canceled by the 10 bigs. We'll mention what those 10 bigs are later. I think it's pretty obvious. Big Fox, Big Pharma, Big Tech, Big Media. Shall we go on? Because you know why? He's sharing the truth. So if you want to support Mike and purchase any of his 100 MyPillow products, click the graphic below the videos on the Take Action tab. Use the promo code Mike and buy one, get one free offers. His proceeds are donated to the Lindell Recovery Network, which provides free services. Yes, free for drug and alcohol rehabilitation. Why would you want to silence that guy? Unbelievable. Number three, since our show and platform is all about taking action to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, I need to practice what I preach. So Saturday, I met with the precinct chairman for my District 23 in Mara Corruption County, Arizona. And I am proud to say I filled the vacant spot and am now a precinct committee man. So watch out, patriots. I am now going to be even more than ever en fuego to wake you all up and encourage you to become more involved to turn this amazing country around. I honestly had no idea that these positions existed within political parties and how important they are in electing officials and shaping the direction of the party until I heard Dan Schwartz of the Precinct Project blog being interviewed on the Steve Bannon War Room a couple weeks ago. Dan was a guest on our show last Wednesday, and he explained everything you need to do and everything you know, and how to get involved. And it's actually a very simple process. I just did it and can say it is very, very easy. If you want to listen to that episode, it is episode 164, and then go take some action, make a difference. It's easy. Easy to do. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the episodes tab for the show, episode 164. And if you wanted to visit Dan's website, which gives you the information and instructions and view the steps on how to become a precinct committee man, there's something like 200,000 spots open. If you click the take action tab on the website, there's going to be a graphic there for Dan on the precinct, the committee man. Click on that. It's also going to give you the instructions. So we're going to make it real easy for you to become involved in all different forms of taking action, from clicking a button to actually physically becoming more involved. So you have lots of choices, and we are taking away all of the excuses. Can't say, I don't know where to go. I don't know where to find the information. I don't know how to listen to. Oh, should I trust that person? It's all on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And the most exciting, I think, well, no, I'm really excited about this precinct committee man position. So you guys are going to hear a lot about it, but only in a positive way, because I want you to take more action and give you the resources and the help to do that. And of course, give you the information and the truth. Tired of not hearing the truth. I'm sure that's what we're all about. Number four, I'm excited about this. We are now a featured show on the Global Entertainment Radio Network, and we'll be going live on that platform with additional segments and guest appearances on other shows. Today, I'm actually going live at 3 p.m. Mountain Time with the infamous Big D. Love that guy. It's his network and his platform. Incredible outreach. You're talking hundreds of thousands of audience on per show. So it's going to be a big stepping stone for our show and our platform. More details to come on this incredible and exciting partnership. I'll get you some more information, obviously, on Wednesday. So, and all the shows will be listed on your favorite podcast player, so you never miss an episode. I am running way over, so let's see here. We're going to cut out some stuff in the middle. I just want to get into, I got to do my intro show, I mean, my intro song. So the boys are being be patient. I'm still going to give them their 7 minutes, but I'm going to go through it real quick here. Today's topics, hashtags, canine experts, COVID facts, entrepreneur tips, wealth building. It's February 22nd, and it's time to rip off those dirty masks, people. They're not healthy. Take action in your life, your business, and your community. We, the people, have the power to make changes, reopen America, and end the insanity, the tyranny we've allowed to rule so unnecessarily for the past year. The demon rats, the Republicans, and all the false authorities, those 10 bigs, have no use for you except take your money and your freedom. They only want control, so we need to rely on each other. We're all in this together, so let's wake up. Let's get this party started and get this show on the road. Nothing I've become. That's what we've allowed to happen. People can't do it. Need to turn this around, reopen up everything, get back to normal. And again, rip off that dirty, dirty mask that's only making you sick. So, all right, let's get into today's topics. Hashtags, canine experts, COVID facts, entrepreneur tips, and wealth building. First up, oh, one of my favorite guests, Mr. Jairus Tucker. He's the founder of Real One-on-One Consulting, Business Marketing, Branding, and Advertising. We're talking hashtags today. Round of applause, audience. Mr. Tucker, they love you. They love hashtags.
We love you as well, Michelle. Thank you for having me again.
You are welcome. You are welcome. So remind me again what state you're in. I forgot.
I'm in Virginia.
Oh, Yeah, I'm serious. Interesting stuff going on there.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely is.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a whole nother show. But all right, I just want to make sure that I'm slowly finding out some of the guests I had were in Texas during some of the shows, and so that's why I just wanted to make sure you weren't in one of those hard hit states where you had some, you know, major obstacles to overcome. So you've just got political nonsense and chaos, it's got barbed wire. They have no electricity, so we just got to put everything in the first. In a perspective. So you are really a social media pro when it comes to digital promotion and getting people to engage. It is fascinating how your ability to do that. A lot of times people have great posts, great content, and it's the lack of engagement. And you are a master at that. And you always are giving the hashtag this or hashtag that or some strategically placing it into whatever. I mean, you even have it on shirts, right? You're a video and there's the hashtag. So we never specifically talked about strategies for hashtags, but I wanted to get your expertise and information on that because I'm not quite sure the whole strategies behind it. And I'd like to learn more, which I'm sure the audience would. So I wanted you to focus this segment on really hashtag 101 and then some.
Gotcha. Well, I'll start out with LinkedIn because that's where I'm active the most. So for me using hashtag, I created a personalized hashtag, which is the hashtag Thinkers at Work. And every time I post a piece of content, whether I'm on LinkedIn or not, I try to use that hashtag. Therefore, if somebody is asking questions about me and what do I do, I can just direct them to that hashtag, and all of my content is housed under that. And one way to get creative about using hashtags, especially if you are on LinkedIn, is there are several hashtags that have millions of followers, such as entrepreneurship, business, marketing. So if you're a coach or you have a product or entrepreneur, you try to stick to hashtags that represent what you are doing. Like me, I do marketing. So I have my personalized hashtag, which I encourage everybody to follow when I'm putting a post on social media. I will say something like, you know, please follow the hashtag Thinkers at Work for more content. Now, if I'm creating a post that's talking about marketing, I will have the hashtag marketing in it. I will put the hashtag business because business is marketing. Sometimes I go deeper and I might put hashtag product, hashtag service, just whatever I feel is necessary that is relevant to the post that I'm talking about. So let's just say you are somebody who, I don't know, is in the restaurant business. You can come up with a personal hashtag, then you can put hashtag restaurants, hashtag food. You know, you just try to stick to whatever the service or product you provide, whatever keywords that you could think of, you can put a hashtag around it. Now, there are no right or wrong ways to do it. You just don't want to flood the post with too many hashtags. I think LinkedIn, you know, some people are saying you might want to try to use 9. I use maybe like 4 or 5 in the post. I've seen people use more than that. So you just kind of want to experiment. That's my secret. I always experiment what hashtags are working. You can type in a hashtag on LinkedIn, and it's going to tell you how many people are following that hashtag. And it's sort of like when you create a post, you put hashtags in it to get the maximum exposure to whatever piece of content you're putting out.
No, I'm going to ask a couple of quick basic questions. So when you started your Thinkers at Work, is that correct? Hashtag Thinkers at Work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Uh-huh. So you actually, when you went into LinkedIn, you set it up as a almost like kind of like a page so that every time you list you hashtag a post, it will automatically attach it into not a real page, but it's like a following page. So people can follow that hashtag, correct? And that's when it just, and it puts everything underneath that. So you have to set that up for your personalized hashtag in LinkedIn.
I didn't have to set it up. I just, when I first started, I wanted to have a personalized hashtag. I was going to use my name, hashtag Jarris Tucker, but was a group of us. So we just used the hashtag Fingers at Work because it represented more than one person. And to get people to follow it, every time I would put out a piece of, I would just say, hey, follow this hashtag. I think LinkedIn and Instagram allow you to follow them, if I'm not mistaken. But I definitely know LinkedIn, you can actually follow any hashtag. So to get people to follow it, every time I would make a post, that's what I would just ask people to do. Hey, please follow this hashtag. This is where all my content is at. And it just, you know, got popular and people just kept following it. So the more people you have following your hashtag, the more chances your content will show up in the news feed. And it's basically a way where people can keep up with what's going on with you. So if you wanted to make a hashtag right now, let's just say live radio, it's probably nobody following it. But when you continue to put out posts, you ask people to follow this hashtag, and over time you will gain a good follow.
So it's also smart from just a networking standpoint is to start following key hashtags in even in your industry to find out who's doing certain marketing, who do you want to build some partnerships with, in addition to who you want to learn from. So creating the hashtag for your own business, your own brand is important, but it's also important to identify which ones you want to follow so you can learn and network too.
You sound like an expert, Michelle. Sounded good.
You are the best. You are the best. All right, we got another minute, a little bit less than a minute left. So any other tips on hashtags or something else that people should do immediately that they're probably not doing?
You don't have to follow all the big hashtags, especially on LinkedIn. Now I'm seeing smaller hashtags get attention to posts. So let's say I know entrepreneurship and business are two big hashtags, right? If I'm going to make a post talking about marketing, then I also may use the hashtag success, happiness, whatever you feel necessary. But you can just follow. You can type in the hashtag and you can see how many people are following it. If you want to get creative, I encourage everybody to create your own hashtag, something that stands out to you when people think about your brand or your product or your service. That way, everybody knows when they see the hashtag, thinks that work. They know that represents Jarris Tucker. They know that represents Real 101. So create a hashtag so people can put the hashtag. When they think of the hashtag, they can think of your business, your product, and your service.
And then get a T-shirt and wear that in all your videos. So there.
And get a following.
Jarris Tucker's advice for the day: get your hashtag T-shirt. You should sell those. We'll leave it at that. Jarris, give your contact information so people know how to follow you, contact you, and learn more about all the amazing tips you've got.
You can do what we just said. You can type the hashtag Thinkers at Work anywhere, Google, anywhere on the internet. It's going to pop up my content that you can see where I got text me now numbers. There are many ways to get in contact with me. But I just encourage everyone to follow the hashtag so you can see what kind of content I'm putting out and you can make your own judgment from there. Thank you again, Michelle. It was always a good time and an honor and a pleasure to be on your show.
Oh, you're welcome, my friend. I love your segments. And you're such a great guy and an incredible supporter of the platform. So thank you for supporting us and all the nice things you always say to me. So thank you. I know when I'm having a bad day, I'm just gonna call Jarris. It's all good.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We'll
I'm
talk to you next month.
You are
wonderful. Thank you. Thanks. All right, guys, we're a little over on time, but I'm gonna make it up to you. So let's see our next guest. This should be very exciting. Very exciting. You know, because we heard that dog earlier in the opening segment. So there's one walking around here in the studio. He got all excited. The audience members, they know I'm allergic, but they brought him in anyway because we have two canine experts on the air right now, Jamie and John Caponetta. They're the founders of Possum University, a canine behavior experts and hosts of the Possum University podcast. Who doesn't like dogs, everybody? Give them a round of applause.
Wow. Thank you, Michelle.
It's the dogs. I think they just love anything to do with dogs. They're big animal fans.
Great to meet you, Michelle.
Nice to meet you guys, too. Thanks for coming on. I saw that you're both from Nueva Jersey, New Jersey. Where are you guys living? I'm from Jersey myself.
We're in Keyport, right in Monmouth County. So we enjoyed a little bit of snow this morning, and now it's raining.
That's true. That's New Jersey. God forbid, 32 degrees, you know, 1 minute it's snowing, 1 minute sleet, 1 minute it's black ice. Welcome to Christmas. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, that's New Jersey. Then when they say the 10 best days of the year, they really mean it. So, yeah, I'm from Bridgewater, Somerset County. You know, Bridgewater Commons, that's what we're famous for, is the mall.
Too far.
Yeah. It's I still have some, like one or two remaining relatives there, but other than that, I haven't been back in a while. But yes, that is this old stomping grounds. So let's talk Possum University. Mm-hmm. Let's talk the podcast. You guys have a great story. Give us a little bit of info about the two of you, and then let's jump right into the university. And I want to get some tips out there for people and their pets, because this lockdown, everybody went and adopted all these animals. And then they're like, whoa, I had no idea. It comes with all this work and all this cost.
Absolutely. So I started out, I graduated from college as an art major, and I realized that that was a horrible idea. And I was like, oh, what am I going to do? What do I really love? What am I passionate about other than art? Because art doesn't really make you that much money unless you want to be a starving artist. So I went home one day and I told my mom I was going to be a dog trainer. I wanted to really help rescue animals. I love pit bulls. They're like my favorite breed. So I really wanted to focus on that. And I decided to go to school. Then I realized that while I was out of work at that time, still living at home, that I should probably get a job in the field. So I started working at a doggy daycare. And then I switched over to the Monmouth County SPCA in our county. And the guy who interviewed me for the job is now sitting next to me. So I was, basically met him the first time I was there, and I immediately fell in love with him, but he had a girlfriend at the time. So his story starts later for us. But basically I started working there. John was humane police officer and he ran animal care. So I learned pretty much everything from the start from him while I was taking my training course. And then, it kind of spiraled from there. I left much earlier. He stayed for about, 5 years?
Yeah, about 5-6 years.
Yeah, so then I left, and then I was working for a groomer at the time, learning to dodge bites and learning how to make the experience of grooming a lot easier and less fearful for the dog. And then we started our dog walking and training company, and then it spiraled into Possum University, which is just solely training, and then we also have still the dog walking that we have someone who runs for us.
Wow. So you both have a lot of dog experience. So no one can take that off.
Definitely.
But it's from all aspects. I mean, and you're very active in animal rescue and nonprofit organizations. And you know, like, mm-hmm. it's almost like you're in, it sounds like John's background was more even in the, on the, I don't want to say government side, but it was more like the logistics sides of the dog world. So
definitely.
You're getting it from all different directions, on the good, the bad, the ugly, the real experience. And then, of course, in order to do anything with animals, you have to love animals and have a passion for that, which just means that, you're a different type of a human being. There's a different level of caring with an animal lover.
I say that all the time.
Yep. A regular person. So let's talk about some specifics, because I always like when we provide the audience with real tips and takeaways. So when they listen to the episodes, they listen to the segments, I want them to be able to have something actionable once they finish, and they can go, okay, I'm going to try that, or I'm going to do that and make a change. So let's talk, what are the most common things or issues that people are having with their dogs that they can, it's not easily resolved, but on the journey to making, resolving
right.
that problem.
I think that the biggest thing right now is going to be separation anxiety. And that's a result of COVID. Like you said, everybody brought home dogs and they introduced these dogs to this routine of their home all the time. And these dogs don't know anything other than that. And then the second people start returning to work, they're starting to realize that they have serious separation anxiety on their hands. And that's kind of been the bulk of what we've been dealing with since all of this started. And so we've been trying to get some tips out there for people to avoid separation anxiety. And if they're already experiencing it, what they can do to kind of, start to work on it and improve it and hopefully eventually resolve it. But separation anxiety is a very difficult thing to deal with. So you always want to be proactive and prevent it to begin with.
So I'm not a dog person, but everybody that I'm good friends with has dogs. So that's kind of like my pseudo dog, right? So if I want dog attention, I go to their house. So
you're like
that's
that
a real
crazy
thing.
Dog aunt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I'll buy him the treats and then I act like I'm a total dog person rolling around on the ground with them. And then, you know.
Yeah, and then when you're done, you send them back to mom or dad and then you go home.
Right. And then if the dog then if I go back over there and I'm in now like work outfit and the dog just tries to jump on me, it's like the dog and I never met. So it's like, I'm sorry. We don't put fur on Michelle's pants. You know what I mean? it's probably confusing for the dog, but you know, it is what it is. So is that a real thing? Separation anxiety for the dog that's a big deal.
Oh, absolutely. It's like John said, it's the biggest thing that we're dealing with right now. And even before COVID, we were dealing with it very heavily, because if you have a certain situation, like everyone's home right now, you're telling that dog, yeah, I'm going to be home all the time. And then God forbid something happens, you need to run to the hospital or go to the doctor or something happens and you leave the house. The dog thinks that the sky is falling because this is out of the norm. This is not normal. So something must be horribly wrong. So they go into complete freak out mode, and every dog experiences and shows their anxiety in different ways. A lot of times we see it when it's more like a displacement behavior. So like yawning, the classic shake off, this happens a lot. A lot of times dogs will shake off like they're wet, but they're not wet. And you're like, oh, that was weird. But like that is them, like they're literally shaking off their stress. The yawning, they're trying to like act like they're tired, but they're really not. Lick-lipping, whale eyes, where you can see the bottom of the eyes and they get really low. What else, John?
Well, the biggest, I'm not thinking so much about what you observe, but what they end up doing when they're going through the anxiety, mm-hmm. which would, you know, be super destructive behavior. We've seen dogs under, like with Possum Walks, our dog walking company, we have dogs that are going through separation anxiety right now. And one of them like ripped the molding off of a door frame and started ripping out the door. Mm-hmm. They'll rip
my
up.
My friend's dog
carpet.
Did that at my house. A friend's dog did that. They were those little ones, little ones that are, you know, maybe 6 pounds or something. We left them just to go grab the takeout food.
They
and it went
damage.
To town. Oh, it's I painted over
that
it, but I didn't
stress,
replace the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That stressed that dog out. You guys leaving and being in a brand new place at your place, which it's probably never been before and never left alone at your place before, it went into like self-preservation mode. And a lot of times they will go into like manic anxiety where they'll just destroy anything and everything. Two of our three current dogs have separation anxiety, and Oakley was the worst of it. And we wound up having to crate train him, which goes into like one of the other tips that I suggest. A lot of times crate training is looked at like as mean, like it's jail. There are other crates out there that don't look like that. Like there's soft crates and there's, you know, different crates that aren't, you know, hideous to the eye. But there is a proper way to do it, so you don't stress the dog out. And it doesn't make you have like that mom or dad guilt of like, oh my God, I'm locking up my child, but you're really not, you're just keeping them safe. So mental stimulation is a big one. This is, I think John would agree, the thing that people miss out on the most because they don't know about it. It's not something that's talked about. Mental stimulation is basically like working on a like work to eat toy or something that's keeping their brain stimulated for as long as 15 to a half an hour or maybe even longer. So I'm talking like frozen marrow bones, frozen Kongs, bully sticks, yak bones, licky mats are getting really huge right now. Things like that. Some people say, oh, I have a Nylabone. Not as good. It's still technically mental stimulation, but it's not high value enough to keep your dog busy if they are stressed out. They're not gonna pick up, you know, a piece of plastic and be like, oh, let me chew on that. They're gonna go for something that has nutritional value. It's like frozen banana, frozen peanut butter. I tend to stay away from peanut butter just because it's high in calorie and gives them the poops. sweet potato, pumpkin, tons of things that you can stuff into bones and Kongs and freeze them and put them in the crate with them to make them be distracted from the fact that they're so stressed out at that moment. And then once they're done, they can take a nice nap and just relax in the crate and have a good association with the crate. If your dog hates the crate from the start, it's something you have to work on very slowly. So maybe putting them in there for 3 minutes with a high value treat while you're sitting next to them. So it's not like you're leaving the house and you're doing it the first time because you need to. We're working our way up to the point where you can put them in the crate and go, and it's not going to be the end of the world. So that's something that we can do. Music, TV being left on, putting a blanket or a towel over the crate to make it better. Anything outside of the crate that you can think of, John?
I think it's most important that you catch this before it becomes an issue, which would mean if everyone in your home is working from home, kids are virtual, it's important to schedule time for your dog to be alone in the house, or at least alone in a separate room in the house where they can't hear you. They don't know you're there. This way they start getting adjusted to being alone. I think that's super important.
Yeah.
It's to just slowly ease them into it so that you don't just shock the system. And then they do develop the separation anxiety.
Absolutely.
Fascinating. Fascinating that this is a major issue, but there's so many people that have dogs. And it actually, based on what you're saying, explaining it to me, that, you know, ant dog, it makes a lot of sense, because it's how people are too.
This, something like this is, it can be devastating to the family. It just controls your life.
Yeah. I could just, oh my gosh. You had no idea. So I've got to bump to the next guest, but I would love for you guys to come back on in the next month. And just because this is, to me, it's fascinating. I don't even have a dog. So I can imagine dog owners going, thank you so much for these tips. I had no idea.
Of course. We have so much to discuss, so we would love to come back.
Awesome. So go ahead and give your contact information so that way people can learn more. But yeah, fascinating. Who knew? Yeah.
So you could find us at Paulson University on Instagram. You can look up Paulson University wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can check out our podcast. We call it The Podcast for Dog People. And of course, PaulsonUniversity.com. You can find everything out about us. If you're interested in virtual training, looking for some information, it's all right there.
And what I'm going to do is add your podcast to our must listen to page, which has all different podcasts, talk radio shows, live streams, and TV shows that people need to be paying attention to. So I will do that. That way people can find the animal resources they need. But I just have to say, I'm still not going to get a dog. I'm going to stay ant roll. I think that's the best.
That's okay. The important thing is you know the difference.
Yeah. So that's about as the stuffed animal and that sound effect, that's the closest that a dog's coming into my house. But I will share as much information for others, like through you guys, as I can. So thank you both for coming on. It's been a pleasure, Jamie
thank
and John.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys are great. Thanks. Bye. Thanks for becoming part of the platform. I appreciate it.
Of course.
We'll talk to you next time.
Go Jersey. Go Jersey. Go enjoy the
Go
sleep,
Jersey.
enjoy. Say hello. Say hello to the clouds for me. I appreciate it.
Oh yeah, we will.
All right, everybody. So we are going to do a little special segment. Because of what's going on and all this stuff is changing, I'm going to do a segment, a soundbite from episode 126 with Mr. Clay Clark. He's the author of Fear Unmasked. He's also the host of the Thrive Time Show and Fireside Chats with Lynn Wood. Clay's a partner on our platform. He's become a friend. We did his episode 126 back in September of 2020. And he's going to share 8 key points about the Wuhan virus, aka the political propaganda pandemic that has ruined our lives. And it's something that everybody needs to hear regularly. Incredible information. And keep in mind, it's all factual. All sourced. None of it's made up. It seems like more stuff keeps coming out. And we're going to do a show about it soon, because the facts and information just in the past couple of weeks has been unbelievable. So enjoy this. Learn, listen, and open your eyes. Time to wake up.
8 quick points. 1, the models that were created that told you that you needed to lock down to keep the hospitals from being overwhelmed, those models were created by Neil Ferguson. And the models were wrong. They were impossibly wrong. And for 5,000 megapoints, who funded the Abdul Latif Jameel Institute? Amazon. And if you don't believe me, it's okay. Email me info@thrivetimeshow.com and I'll send you all the citations. Or you go to timetofreeamerica.com and I'll send you all the citations. But remember, step 1, the models that were produced to scare you were nefariously wrong, and they were funded by Amazon. Point number 2, Dr. Fauci, he does this thing called gain of function research. What's gain of function research? It's where you take a naturally occurring coronavirus out of like a bat or a cat or an animal. You isolate the virus and you mix it with fetal tissue to create another thing. Now, the question I would have for you is, why would you want to take a naturally occurring virus and mix it with fetal tissue to see if it can gain, the virus can gain extra functions? Well, you wouldn't, which is why President Trump actually banned the use of fetal tissue related research, as reported by Reuters, and he banned the research. And so guess who moved his research to Wuhan? Dr. Fauci. So Dr. Fauci, his research was banned, and then he moved it to Wuhan. So the guy advising you on what we should do, the guy telling America what to do, Dr. Fauci, he's the one who created the virus. And his research, gain of function research, folks, look it up, gain of function, type it into Google, gain of function. Someone's saying, I can't look it up. I'm going to watch The Voice tonight. I'm too busy. No, you got to take a time out, do your research, type in Dr. Fauci funds Wuhan lab in Newsweek. This isn't rightwing.com, tinfoilhat.com. This is Newsweek. Why are Christians trusting a man whose entire job involves using late-term aborted fetuses? Do you know that he can't even do gain-of-function research without late-term aborted fetuses? That guy is sick. Point three, the deaths. We all know this, folks. The deaths are miscategorized. We're taking influenza. We're taking pneumonia. We're taking the flu. We're taking car wrecks. We're putting it all into this thing called COVID-like deaths. So the numbers are spiked. Point four, there are treatments available. Probably the most important thing for your listeners to know. If you get sick, budesonide and a Z-Pak. Budesonide and a Z-Pak. And my good friend, Dr. Richard Bartlett, the former top medical advisor for the governor of Texas, he's treated hundreds of patients and not a single person has died just using budesonide and a Z-Pak. And you can use hydroxychloroquine as a prophylactic. So there's treatments available. No one's going to die. You just take the treatment. It's great. Point number five, the tests were intentionally created to be wrong. That's why you see all these counties and states having revisionist history. They're PCR tests, and the PCR tests are going to show that about 7 out of 10 people that take the test are going to show up as being positive. You're positive with a virus that's so dangerous, you don't even know you have it. Crazy. Point number six, churches are being censored. You're being censored. I'm being censored. You try to post something, you're getting censored. Why are we being censored? Were we censored when the swine flu was happening? Were we censored when the flu was occurring? No, we were not censored during these times. You know why? Because they weren't implementing a plan. And you say, who's they? Point number seven, all roads are leading to the Bill Gates fetal tissue infused vaccine made by Moderna, which actually Moderna modifies your RNA. So that's not a good thing. So if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on it, I'll show you the patent number to the vaccines. I'll show you the patent number. I'll show you what's in the vaccines. And the vaccines include this thing called the luciferase gene-loaded Q-dots. And the patent number is W02020060606. Isn't that not a good idea to be taking a vaccine that includes luciferase gene-loaded self-illuminating probes? And the patent number is W02020606. Not good. And point number eight, because it's great, is we are literally in an Ephesians 6:12 battle between Jesus Christ and Satan. And Ephesians 6:12 reads, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So the company, the organization funding Antifa, it's called the Ant Company. The Ant Company, look it up, folks. The Ant Company is the largest Chinese company you've never heard about, valued at over $150 billion. And the Ant Company is funding this thing called IFA. And IFA is the religion practiced by the founder of Black Lives Matter, and Patrice Cullors. And it involves summoning dead spirits and praying to them. It's called IFA. And the organization funding it is called the Ant Company. And that is all I have to say about that.
That's just crazy. When people actually pay attention to what you're saying, I just hope that they realize this whole thing, you know, they call it the plandemic. It's out of control. And people like you are being censored. People that you've had on your podcast have been censored. You know when you're onto something where you get shut down. Like the whole hydrochloroxychloroquine. I'm just a disaster saying it. If they make it so bad, then you know it's actually working. When you have voices that are delivering the truth and they're being censored, then that's something you should pay attention to. Google is out there censoring, and Twitter.
Are you
surprised you haven't been kicked off Twitter yet?
Now, keep in mind, that episode was recorded in the beginning of September of 2020, and look where we are now. Before I bring on our next guest, I just want to throw out some recent stats to make you wake up, put them in the back of your mind. CDC inflated COVID death by 1,600% through the election, okay? Total fatalities using guidelines published by the CDC on March 24th, 2020, exclusively for COVID-19. They changed the guidelines on how they report these things. The number was 161,392. The total fatalities using CDC guidelines in use for the past 17 years prior to how they changed how they're categorizing things was only 9,684. So when I say political propaganda plandemic, there you go. There's so much more. Death rate 2020 is actually lower than 19, 18, 17, 16, and 15. Like I said, laundry list. So they manipulated the data, everybody. There's no science to back it up. There's no clinical trials, peer reviewed, none of that. When we fell for it, we said, all right, fine, we'll just do everything. 2 weeks, not a big deal. It's a year later, and look at the destruction in so many different categories. We're going to do another show on it, and because there's so much to share, and we're going to give you take action items on what can be done so we can reopen up America and get everybody lives back to where they need to be. But let's talk about our next guest. Let's see here. Mr. Brian Ellum, he's an entrepreneurship coach at Dream Biz Coaching. Brian always has some amazing tips and takeaways for our audience. Round of applause. Let's get some entrepreneurship mindset on this show. Dream Biz Coaching, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, Michelle. How are you today?
I am good. I'm in fuego. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show. I am now a precinct committee man for the District 23 here in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona. Yeah. Taking action.
Very cool.
I'm taking action, taking names, kicking butts, making patriots. That's what I'm doing.
That is amazing. Well, we definitely need you out there doing it. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm spreading cheer like 24/7, 365. It's more than just Christmas, people. It's 365 a year. So do you know what district you're in? Because you're here in Arizona.
I am in Arizona, and I am in Maricopa County.
Mayor Corruption County.
No, I don't know.
Mayor Corruption County.
Okay.
Yeah. Your homework is to find out what district you're in. So you need to check that out. At least just to be aware of who is your elected officials in each of your districts and keep an eye on what people decisions they make because it affects your business. You know, that's what I'm trying to get people to realize. Everything that goes on in this political world, which we didn't have time, you know, a lot of people don't have time, but it affects how your business is operating or not operating. And you know, you've been coaching people for the past year during all this chaos, and a lot of them had to change strategies. They couldn't open or they had restrictions. I mean, and it's all based on the decisions that political elected officials or non-elected officials got to make on our behalf that changed our business, our income, right?
Yep, that is true. And it's much more effective on us or to us at the local level versus the whole national political circus that's all over the TV 24/7.
Yeah, and that's why we've got to keep an eye on them or at least get our voices heard because it affects how people earn a living, pay their bills, put food on the table. So what advice are you giving now to entrepreneurs in order to overcome those obstacles that we still seem to be facing? Because we're not back to normal yet.
True, we are not back to normal. But when it comes to business and, you know, entrepreneurship, it's still what I like to refer to and what I've heard others refer to as a human-to-human connection. And so that's the main thing you have to focus on when you're out there, you're trying to build yourself up as a business or you're trying to pivot as a business. You've got to make that human to human connection to figure out what your client wants, what they actually value, overarching. And right now, as we're in this time that we're in, and when it comes to actually getting business and getting the sale, I want to move into actual sales mentality, which is something that not a lot of people are educated on at all, or if they are, it's like completely the wrong way. I know that when a lot of people think of sales, they think of that sleazy, desperate, pushy salesperson, right? That seems to be the mm-hmm. image most people have in their head. Right. And that's not who I think ultimately we want to be as entrepreneurs. And that's not definitely not how I want to be sold to. I don't know about you, but I don't want some sleazy, pushy salesperson telling me, you know, what to buy or coming around every 5 seconds. Can I help you? Can I help you? How about this? How about this?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, the thing that I suggest is when it comes to sales, you want to be unattached to the result. When I say unattached to the result, I mean the immediate result, not the overarching, you know, success or failure of your business. Obviously, you want to be attached to that because that really matters. But in the just one-on-one instant communication in that sales call, you want to be unattached to the result. Make sure that you're in front of the right person and talk to them as a person, relaying the fact that you have value, that you can help them. But don't be desperate, because as soon as you're desperate, they can smell it. They can smell that desperation, even if it's through the phone, and it's just no bueno for you. It comes across as weakness, as desperation, and maybe the fact that you don't have the solution that they need, you're just trying to sell them something. So if you can be unattached to that yes or no in the immediate situation, it's going to serve you very well in that sales conversation.
Well, then let's just say it doesn't go well, or they don't buy, mm-hmm. or they don't move forward. You know, we as humans, we make a bigger deal than everything in our own heads, and then we might get upset, or we're trying to analyze it too much, and it's just not a fit. It's not because we're bad at what we do, or the presentation went bad. The two parties just they're not on the same page, or maybe the person the timing was wrong. So any advice on how to pull yourself out of that spiral before it happens? I know you said you don't be unattached, but you know how we are. We'll go down that rabbit hole real quick when we should just go to the next sale.
Of course. Of course. It's so easy to go to the negative and to be hard on ourselves, because that's how we're essentially hardwired. So what I would suggest is, if you've done your sales pitch, if you've done your conversation correctly, you should have developed at least a little bit of a rapport with the person. And if it comes to the fact that it's a no, just ask them, hey, I understand it's a no for you today, and that's totally fine. I'm okay with that. But let me ask you a question. Could you help me get better? Is there anything in my presentation that I could have done different? Any value that I missed that you would have then instantly jumped on and said, this is what I need? Because even though it's a no today, I would like to serve the next person I talk to better. So just ask. You know, you get nothing if you don't ask. And if you've done, like I said, you've done your rapport building correctly, you might be able to get some insight into your presentation that would have taken you a week just to rolling around in your reticular activating system to come up with, but you could get it instantly if you just ask.
I like that. And that's a great reminder that there's no reason why you shouldn't ask. And they might come back and say, you know what? It's just the timing for me wasn't there. I needed to be a little bit lower for my budget, or it's something maybe in a couple of months, but I do have a friend who might be a perfect match for you. You might even get a referral from them, or even just say, here's somebody that you might want to do some networking with, and you didn't get the sale, which might turn into something bigger anyway. So if the rapport was built, like you said, take the relationship a little bit further, because it's not personal that they're not hiring you. There could be 20 different moving parts, and it might actually be somebody you end up doing referrals with on a different level, or who knows what. So the possibilities are there if you have some sort of connection with that person. So that is a great reminder, Brian. Have a page notes. You know, that's what we're trying to do here on this platform. You know, collaboration, partnerships, relationships. That's what it's all about. You might not, the servicing, the timing might not be there now, but it could be there down the road. So give your contact information so people can learn a little bit more. And if you've got anything you need to plug that's coming up.
Sure. Well, my contact information, you can always find me at brianelam.com, and you can learn all about me as an entrepreneur, as a coach. You can get some free blog posts and just answer any questions that you might have in my contact form at the bottom of the page. And I'm always searchable and findable at Dream Biz Coaching on Facebook and Instagram.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian. Always incredible knowledge. So thank you for coming on, and great advice on how to get people's businesses to the next level. So thank you so much. I look forward to having you come on next month. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll be here.
All right. Sounds like a plan. All right. You have a great day and a great week, and find out who's in your precinct, my friend. Just go to a website, take action tab, and you can find it right through there. We've got it. We've got all the links for you to find out who is running our city and your district. So thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, dear.
Okay. I definitely will. All righty. So it is 12:50 and I'm a tiny bit over, but I see that Mr. Vaughn is in the queue, but I just wanted to let you guys know, how about those amazing partners? You've heard four. One was recorded. It doesn't matter. He's still a partner on the platform. Still great information. And if you haven't listened to his show, Thrive Time Show, please do. You can go to the Must Listen To tab under the Partners and Patriot tab at everythinghomeatresourceplatform.com. Clay Clark right there. Fireside Chats right there. Just click on the graphics. In addition to all the other guests that we've had on the show, Paul Vaughn, his show, Wealth Building Podcast, is on that page too. So you just click on it. His handsome picture goes right to his website to get to listen to his podcast. But this platform, the building this like-minded community, is our way of creating that really one location so you can have all the information, all the trusted people, all the content, all the information that you're not going to get anywhere else. You don't have to go ahead and wonder, where do I go, or who do I listen to, or who do I follow, or what was that? Where's that posted, or what did I write down, or where did I save it on my phone, or what was that website, or what was that, who, where, what time is that person on, what's going on? It's all on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All of the guest information, their websites, you can click directly through from their episode to their websites. So you don't have to keep track of it. It's all right there for you. And I'll make it very, very easy. There's so much information. You can start with the Take Action tab, Partners and Patriots tab. There's 168 episodes or segments of this purpose-driven partners segment that we've done just for a couple months, the five guests live every Wednesday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 Mountain Time. There's 130 one-on-one episodes that we've done prior to that. That's under the episodes tab. So tons of content, tons of information, like-minded people. You can trust them. I promise that I'm not going to bring you on anybody that is not somebody that's not going to benefit your life in a positive way. Business, community, all of the above. So one location, all the information, good people, doing good business, good things. If you're interested in becoming a partner and having your segment, being part of this whole entire community, just go to the homepage or the Partners and Patriots tab, click on the graphic to schedule your 7-minute segment, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You can't miss it. Make sure you like and follow us on social media, subscribe. All of that's on the homepage. Right at the top, there's a big graphic, and it gives you all the links. So just click on that. Become part of the community. We'll support you. You support us. We're all in this together. Remember, guys, it's all about us. It's us versus them. We're all in this together. And most importantly, check out the Take Action tab. It's loaded with information. I'll be adding more all week long on how to take action. Very low effort. You know, just clicking a petition to something high, much more effort involved, like becoming a precinct committee man, like I did this weekend, in order to make some real changes to help everyone in the community and to make a huge difference. So all kinds of information on there. And I'm going to be more detailed in each about all of the information that's on the website. So you guys can really, really, really step it up in every aspect of your life. So let's bring on our next guest. We're at 12:53. We might be 1 or 2 minutes over on the show, but we are pretty much on schedule for a change. Surprise, surprise. All right, next up, one of my favorite guests of all time, Paul Vaughn. He's the founder of Wealth Building Academy and host of the Wealth Academy podcast. Audience, round of applause.
Thank you.
call, you know, if you were here in Arizona, we would be hanging out all the time. That's all I got to say to people. We would be hanging out all the time.
And I'd be right there with it. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. How is the barbed wire and fence filled law detention center of Washington D.C. today?
I think it's still there. It looks like it'd be there till September, based on the latest local news. But don't go anywhere near it. Away from it.
And it's costing you and I and the rest of the hardworking taxpayers like $500 million for no reason. I mean, I get that they love spending money and I'd rather them almost like light it on fire, because then at least you could see, you know what I mean? Like if you're going to really waste it, like you always do, at least make a cool big bonfire so you can heat and do it in Texas. So you can heat the people's houses that have no heat, you know?
Well, you know, you worked up there for 1 year in a fellowship program in the U.S. House of Representatives. So, you know, it's a little bit different than when I was there. They're working it out. But I made a vow this year that I would stay away from it.
You're breaking up on me, Paul Vaughn. Are you mobile in the house somewhere, or do we need to have you call back in? Yeah, he's going to call back in order to get a better connection. You know, it's technology, guys. This is a live talk radio show. Everything goes through the internet nowadays. That's just the world we live in. You know, the Zoom. Remember the cat with the Zoom call? Remember that stupid video with the cat?
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
That's totally symbolic of where our world has gone, where everything is virtual, everything is fake, everything is at the computer. It's kind of crazy. Yeah, so we're waiting for Paul to call back in so he has a better connection through the world of the Zoom planet Earth. Not a good thing. But while we're waiting for him to call in, I just wanted to give you guys some other information about past episodes that are just recent. If you haven't gotten a chance to listen to episode 161 with the great Pastor Dave Scarlett and the prophet Amanda Grace, she's of Ark of Grace Ministries. He's of His Glory. They came out here to Arizona. Awesome. I got a chance to meet them. Really, really great people. So listen to episode 161 with the two of them. And again, I keep saying this in each episode. I'm not plugging the episode for my own well-being, my own ego, any of that. Just the content that was exchanged on there was really, really powerful stuff. So I encourage you to listen to that. You can go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the episodes tab 161, or any of the podcast players that we're on that you can follow, you know, all the major ones, and even Rumble. One thing before I bring on Paul, hope we've got a better connection with him. Follow us on Rumble. I'm posting as many videos as I can. I'm doing them on YouTube, but not as quickly as Rumble. But Rumble, we've got the amount of people that are following is just incredible, and the comments are awesome. So please follow us on Rumble too. Are we good to go, Paul? You back with a better connection?
Good to go. Yeah, we've had a little bit of snow and sleet this morning, so in all likelihood, that's probably what it is.
Oh, look at you not even saying they're trying to censor you because they don't want to get your voice out there. Oh, you are being too spoken like a true past Department of Defense man. Oh, not
exactly.
Saying too much information because you don't need to know. It's a need to know basis, and you're not going to tell Michelle any secrets. So same story with you, buddy. I get it. Yeah.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, it's a rehearsed response when you say, you know, I don't recall, Senator. That was your version of I don't recall, Senator. All right, whatever.
Yes,
all right, let's.
You have my script.
you do. You undercover agent, military, whatever. You all just, yeah, whatever. Anyway, all right, what are we going to talk about today? It's 12:58. Let's go 5 minutes or so, and I don't want to go too long, even though, like you said, you know, I always go over and I try not to. So what are we going to talk about wealth building? I know you got a lot in the hopper.
Well, one of the and thank you for asking, Michelle. One of the things that's taking place right now, we know we have an unemployment rate of about, I guess it's coming in at about almost 7%. We have a little bit over 10 million people unemployed. And, of course, the majority of those are women that have lost their jobs because businesses, some businesses are closed completely, others are at 50% capacity, and then others are remote employees. So I'm really encouraging everyone out there, especially entrepreneurs, if you can hire some people who are unemployed, that would be great if we can bring on one or two people, especially for women, because in many cases, a lot of the women are kind of doing it alone, raising their families, and so they don't have help. So that's one thing. But when people ask the question, Michelle, about, you know, how do you build wealth? Well, we do, in fact, build wealth through our income. Whatever income that we have in, that's the starting point. And then some other things for people to start looking at is, if you can't, your job no longer exists, there are a lot of gig jobs out there, side hustle jobs that are out there. In my area, for example, in some other parts of the country, Amazon is just hiring a lot of people, and hundreds of thousands of people, in fact. And so we need to start looking at some of the side hustles, part-time gigs out there, building websites, funnels. If you know how to build funnels, you make $1 million because most people don't know how to do that. And so I want to really encourage people, don't give up hope, but yet even in this time of despair, you can even start a business. If it's nonprofit, you can start one, or if it's for profit, it's a really great way to have a new beginning. And I have been encouraging people all year, for almost a year now, come March, to look at different ways of retraining. Of course, we can't go wrong in the IT field. We can't go wrong in the AI field, artificial intelligence. So those are a couple of great places to go and to start helping to build that wealth and to start generating some legacy wealth as well.
And that's, you know, that it's encouraging advice from both sides, from the employer who can hire somebody. And then, of course, for the person who is out of work for multiple reasons. You know, it's interesting you brought up the women. One of the recent stats that I thought was kind of fascinating. There's 35 million women in the workforce, and the last statistic where they can reference is 2016. Why it can't be more current, I don't know, but that's just how it works when they keep track of things.
Sure.
And then recently they said 9.8 million women are suffering from being burnt out, which was interesting that 53% of those are taking care of, are the primary caregiver for the parents. So it's almost like you're getting bombarded. And, you know, you were talking about jobs. This is talking about jobs too, and then finding employment. But it's almost like you have all these underlying issues that somebody who's not in that role is not necessarily thinking about. And it's compounding now that it's been a year that people are just sick of
That's
it.
That's true.
You know, that you've just had it, where I'm waiting for it to burst at the seams for the most part, where people have just said, you know what, I'm done. I'm done. And not like they're going to do anything drastic. It takes people. You have to hit that point where you, and I'm going to use the word, you have to get pissed off in order to make a change to really change things. You can't be mad or upset or like, you know, I'm kind of sad or this is tough. You have to get pissed. And once you do that, pick a relationship that you had in your life where you're like, oh my God, she's pissed. Watch out. It's hitting the fan. But everything was okay until that happened. But when she got pissed, you just go, See what I mean?
Well, one thing is for sure, we know we have a pandemic fatigue because a lot of people are actually communicating it out to other people. Just last week, I was on Facebook. I had interviewed a guest, and now she hosts her own live stream. And she sent out this message stating that, you know, I'm at that point. I just lost my high-powered job up there in New York City. I've moved to another location in the country. And it sounded like she was almost clocking out. You know, that she was giving up, and she received hundreds of feedback from everyone, including me, saying, don't give up. I did my theme, which is lean on me, because, you know, we can't give up. We got to just keep on going.
Yeah, we don't have a choice. We're all in it. We're all in it together now. So I'm saying is we're all in it, but we're in it together. So, you know, my advice to anyone that's listening and my advice to that lady, like-minded people, right? Like-minded people that are following your show, that are following you on social media, that are part of this platform, whether they're partners or whether they're audience members, reach out to these people. Reach out. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm encouraging other partners who have been guests. Go network with each other. Go, and if somebody, let's just say it's an audience member and maybe they don't necessarily need the services that you have, Paul, but yet they want to be a guest on your show, or they might say, you know what, I have some people that I could refer to you, contact them. That's what it's there for. Yeah. It's there
That's what I plan on doing.
It's like a sounding board.
Yeah, that's what I plan on doing. Of late, I've been working. My sister, she has COVID-19. Then I have a niece whose husband passed away from it, and then I have a cousin that passed away from it. So of late, I've kind of been investing more of my time in that side, trying to help out where I can.
Well, do you know if she's taking the HCQ or the budesonide or ivermectin? Is she taking any of that?
Well, she's been in place for 2 weeks stabilizing, so it looks like she's coming out of it pretty well. So right now, I would have to say that she's going to make a full recovery. Yeah.
Well, good.
And she
has
a twin, our twin brother. She has a twin brother as well. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of heavy. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we'll say
so lately,
we sent some prayers to her and the rest of the family members that you've had some struggles with. So, well, I will do that for you this evening. I will add them.
I appreciate
to my
it.
List.
Thank you very much. And I do, in fact, plan on contacting some other members who are joint venturing on the platform and bring them on as guests as well.
Yeah, do it. That's what they're there for. If everybody's on the same page, the goal is all the like-minded people in one room. And whether it's a virtual room, a physical room, whatever, but it just get everybody on the same page because there's power in the numbers, right? And there's power in then being associated with like-minded people. That's who you want to work with. That's who you want to do business with, buy products from, talk to, listen to, connect with, be friends with. Like tomorrow I'm meeting one of the partners on our platform who was a guest in person. We're going to go to lunch. How awesome is that? Like and we're going to become like new best friends.
That's the way to do it.
Just saying, you know, the collaboration, partnerships and relationships, everybody keep that in mind. And Paul is, he is the king of that. He's very, very good at connecting other people and get you the information you need. And of course, getting you to build your wealth. So Paul, I'm going to wrap it up. It's 7 minutes over, but give your contact information, plug any episode you have coming up.
Okay. Yes. Great. And thank you. People can reach me on my website, which is www.wealthacademypodcast.com. And they can get me by email at Paul, P-A-U-L, Van, V as in Victor, A-N-N, and Speaks, SPEAKS.com. And they can get me there. Glad to work with you.
And you're connected. Every episode that Paul does, if you click on his company name in the episode, it goes right to his website. So, and he's also on the must listen to page for the podcast. So you can't say you can't find Paul. If you can't find Paul, I'm not sure that I don't know how you get out of bed in the morning. I don't know how you get out of bed. I don't know how you bet if you said you can't find Paul on the platform. There's only so much we can do. You know,
my station reaches out to Mars, even goes to Mars.
It goes to Mars. Well, you know, it's like we say, the old saying, you can lead a horse through water, but you shouldn't have to make him drink it. I revised it. I said, you can lead a horse to water, but you shouldn't have to kick him in the ass to make him drink it. So that's what we could only do so much here on this platform. I can't make you physically click a button and then listen to Paul. So thank you so much, Paul. We'll talk to you next month. You're awesome.
Okay. Sounds great. You as well. I'll talk to you later. Have a great day.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you, my friend. Okay. All right, guys, it's 1:08 and I'm totally over as usual. We were doing so good till right there at the end, Paul got me into that little extended trance of sharing too much information. So I do apologize, but I want a special thank you to all of the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network, all the information for today's guests and all of our partners. In addition to every episode of Everything Home, 168 segments of this particular segment, 130 full episodes, one-on-one interviews, all of that information, plus the links to subscribe to the show, like, follow, and join our community on social media, sign up for our newsletter, become a purpose-driven business or partner, become a guest on this show and a partner in our community, this 7-minute segment, all of that. Learn about all of the many, many programs that we have layered into the website, the must-listen-to page of people who you need to pay attention to, the patriotic media, the people that are telling you the truth, the take action tab, which has real action items for you to do and move forward, whether it's something simple or something a little bit more labor intensive, like becoming a precinct committee man for your district in your state, like I did this weekend. Very easy process. Highly encourage everyone to get involved, because apparently voting is not enough. Used to be, not anymore. But anyway, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Bookmark it, make it your homepage, start your day with us. And all of these episodes for this segment, Partners and Patriots tab, Purpose Driven Partners tab, making it easy. It's also on the homepage. Remember to make some time to listen to episode 161 with Dave Scarlett and the Prophet Amanda Grace, 165 with Michelle Winder, another great one. She's the host of Live at 5 at Unredacted Truth. Very inside scoop, fun episode. So 161, 165, Clay Clark, 162, and of course all the episodes for our purpose-driven partners under this segment. Tune in on, what are we at, Monday? Yikes, tune in Wednesday, February 24th at 12 p.m. Mountain Time for the live episode of this segment, Purpose-Driven Partners. Learn some great tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Take some action and much more. I hope everybody's awake now. Time to take some action on what we shared today. So go make it a great day. And we'll be back on a Wednesday. Yeah, I think we'll be back on Wednesday. Can someone get that dog? The segment's over. I'm starting to sneeze. Allergic to the dogs. Time. Time to get no more dogs in the studio, guys. No more dogs in the studio. Thanks for everyone for listening. I appreciate it. Go make it a great day, because you deserve it.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.